I'm no foodie, but I'm fond of certain treats, and even when I don't buy something regularly, they remain a favorite. Memory, it turns out, lasts longer than marketing or manufacturing. Sometime between baseball season winding down and Christmas time gearing up, I tend to indulge my sweet tooth. Maybe it's imminent Halloween. Maybe my dentist hypnotized me, whatever. Anyway, I had a recent craving for a Mars, a candy bar filled with nougat, whatever that is, and a touch of caramel with a few token almonds all covered in milk chocolate. The local gas station didn't have them. The local grocery store didn't have them. A regional supermarket didn't have them, so I asked a cashier. Mars? Never heard of them, she said. Let me ask. A supervisor came over. I asked for a Mars bar, and he looked at me like I had roadkill raccoons on my shoulders. Mars? No, Mars makes Snickers, he said, and M&Ms, I think. No, I know that. They make a lot of candy, I said, but I want a Mars bar. I've eaten them. His face fell, and his expression changed to one showing what I suspect was sympathy. Oh, I see, he said, nodding slightly as if dealing with some coot with false memories or worse. Well, I've worked here for 3 years, and I've never seen one, and I've never even heard of a Mars bar. Sorry. Before he patted me on my bald head, I left, annoyed. In frustration, I came home and went online and discovered that Mars Incorporated discontinued its namesake candy bar in 2002. What? The company relaunched it a few years ago, apparently, but exclusively at Walmart. Ah, I thought, immediately overwhelmed with anticipated guilt at going to a Walmart, which I haven't patronized for years because of the way they treat their workers and drive local folks out of business. But I felt a Mars mission and begrudgingly went to a Walmart. Always low wages, always, says the bumper sticker. There, a blue-vested employee with blue-rinse hair said, Mars bars, they're great, but I don't see them anymore. Fine. Escaping without a purchase or crossing a picket line, I returned home and cranked up the laptop. On another web search, I find that Mars does indeed still make Mars bars, but only in Europe, with a different kind of chocolate, and Australia, where 10 varieties have been available. Reluctantly, I order a dozen from Amazon.com. While I wait for the shipment, I'm struck by another food desire, another favorite, a macaroon sandwich cookie with pink cream in the middle. I remember the cellophane package with 3 rows of golden wafers, coconut, made by some major brand, maybe Nabisco. You guessed it. The local convenience store, grocery, and nearby chain store and 3 different supermarkets did not have them. At one of the supermarkets, which seems to have been designed by a deranged engineer as a repurposed airplane hangar, I risked flirting with dementia stereotyping and asked a worker stocking shelves with crackers and cookies where macaroons were. He pointed to a non-sandwich variety from Archway when a coworker with more studs in her face than I have in my leather jacket said they were in some sort of specialty aisle with, quote, exotic concoctions. Suspicious but salivating, I strolled over, dodging motorized carts wielded by harried moms or shoppers exhausted from traversing the sheer size of the place. Amid obscure teas, diet food, gluten-free baked goods, and ethnic foods were, indeed, macaroons. And they had cream filling. But they were about 3 inches high, seemed to be colored by a comic book villain, pastel maniac, and sold individually for about the price of a pie. No, I said. They're like Oreos, only with coconut cookies and pink cream in the center. Sorry, she said, taking pity on a guy old enough to be her grandpa. I guess they don't make them anymore. Great, I said, disappointment mixing with visions of sugar plums dancing in my head. I stopped, turned, and asked, Hey, do you have sugar plums? Plums? They're in produce. Ah, never mind.